Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way.
Ladies, I would like to propose a toast to the successful launch of Project Brady Bunch. Six happy kids, two lucky parents, and an interested bystander.
Here, here. Now, with all due respect, according to my calculations, you've only just blasted off the launching pad.
Yes, but we're off to a good start.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I only meant to say it'll take time. Lots of it.
Look how smoothly things have gone so far. Why, this place is like a paradise.
Come here. I want to show you something. Look at that.
See? They're getting along just great.
Just like she said. Paradise.
Half of 6-4 is
3-2.
Well, I like to be fair. Now, everything to the left of the shoe is hers. Everything to the right is his. 50-50.
51-49. There. 50-50.
There.
We used to have plenty of space around here till all these cartons arrived from storage.
Well, don't forget, you've added four women to your household.
Four women and 444 cartons?
443.
Marcia, how come you get two dresser drawers and I only get one?
She wears fatter clothes.
Longer, not fatter.
Mommy says you fill out, not up.
Oh, here's some more stuff.
Oh, thanks, boys. Just put it anywhere. Oh, those three boxes by the door go in the girls' room.
We have to lug them in there?
Yes, you do.
When the time comes, they'll help you.
It's called family cooperation, boys. You scratch their backs and they scratch yours.
I don't want any girls scratching my back.
Just wait a few years, Shrimp.
Okay, that's enough. Let's get going, boys. Here, let me help. Boys, when you're through with that, put these empty cartons in the trash.
I'll be back in a minute.
I'll tell you what. I'll trade you 14 inches of closet space for an extra dresser drawer.
Okay, it's a deal.
What about me?
One drawer is enough for you.
What happens when I start to fill out?
I'll be married and gone by then.
Thank goodness. We've been waiting for those.
Oh, we took our time because this is so much fun.
Well, where do you want this junk?
It's not junk.
My carton goes on this bed.
Mine goes here. My carton goes on that bed. But nobody's got my carton.
No, that one goes here.
Would your royal highnesses care to make up their minds?
Look, we've got enough trouble trying to put these things away.
Aw, that's a rotten shame. Huh, Griff?
Yeah, all we have to do is carry the cartons for you.
Where's mine?
Bobby's bringing that one up.
I sure hope it has more hair ribbons and stuffed animals. You're running low on those things.
There's no need to be sarcastic.
Hey, this thing weighs a ton. Make up your mind where you want it.
Let's see now. That one goes...
Goes right where he drops it.
Yeah, do your own switching. It's heavy. What do you got in it anyway?
Don't you dare open that. It's on me.
unmentionables.
Yeah.
What's unmentionables?
If you wanted to mention them, they wouldn't be unmentionables.
Now stop being so nosy
and go see if there's anything else.
Yes, madame. Whatever you say.
Boy, talk about being bossy.
Wow, this thing heavy.
Just drop it anywhere, Bobby, and come with us. Goodbye, dragon ladies.
Excuse me.
Oh, it's you.
I'm collecting the empties.
I told the boys to do that.
Well, at the risk of being branded an informer, they walked off the job.
Why?
At the risk of being branded two informers, I don't think they like the working conditions.
Leave them right there. It's collective bargaining time.
Of doing things for them, Dad.
Do this, do that. They're a real pain.
Yeah, they're too bossy.
And all that junk they bring in the house, dolls and stuffed animals and those hair ribbons.
Thousands of hair ribbons.
We're surrounded by hair ribbons.
Boys, now listen to me. Before I ever proposed to Carol, the four of us had a very long talk about Marcia, Jan, and Cindy. Remember it? Now, I told you to speak then or forever hold your peace. Now, who recalls what you said? Peter?
It's kind of hard to remember. That was 3 months ago.
Yeah, we were just kids then.
Greg?
We said we wanted you to get married.
That's right. And when I did, I promised not only to love Carol, but her girls as well. Well, I do love them.
Okay, Dad, we get the point. From now on, we'll really try to relate. Right, fellas?
Okay. I'm ready to relate.
I'll relate, too. Whatever that means.
Good.
Mike?
Half a 6'4".
Is 3'2".
Amazing. That shoe keeps moving without a foot in it.
Oh, Mike, you're just splitting hairs.
More evenly than you're splitting closets. Trouble? His or hers?
One of each. The bathroom.
Carol, I am putting you on your honor.
Who, me?
Yes.
You call this sharing a bathroom? I call it sharing a beauty parlor.
Men, you all want your women to look beautiful, but you're unwilling to cooperate.
I'll cooperate, and I'll throw all this junk right out the window.
You do, and you'll go right out after it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, what's the trouble?
Yeah, will you look at this? I can't even find my toothbrush.
Listen, you're the two oldest kids, but you really ought to take a lesson from the others. Now, they're getting along just fine.
Hey! Where'd you get that?
Out back.
That belongs in our clubhouse.
Two? You don't scare me. Two and a half?
Hey, what's the arithmetic for?
When I get to three, I'm gonna scalp her.
Why?
For wearing my outfit. I'm Little Owl, not her.
Well, I think Cindy makes a heap pretty squaw.
Yes.
Oh, this stuff makes me swoon.
Give me back my one night of love.
Make me.
What it says in the dictionary, to share, to divide into fair and equal portions.
Well, I think that's fair.
Mom! Mommy!
Tell us, what do you call this?
Paradise, remember?
When your mother and I were married, the man said, for better or worse. We've had enough worse. Now we're going to have some better. Effective immediately, we share. And share alike. Everything. Bathrooms, tom-toms, whatever. Got it? Good. Let's forget what happened this morning. From now on, it's going to be all for one and one for all. All those in favor?
Aye.
Come on, all those in favor?
Aye.
It's better.
Right this way, sir.
What's this all about?
You'll see. It's about this. 50-50.
Aw.
Well, your speech really hit home.
I wasn't talking about you. Well, primarily.
Quote, effective immediately, we all share and share alike, unquote.
You know something? I grow to like you more and more every day.
Dad, come quick!
Well, I think it looks lovely.
Honey, it may be lovely for girls, but not for a boys' clubhouse, it isn't.
Correction, boys' and girls' clubhouse.
Correction, boys' clubhouse.
Mike?
Okay, everybody out. Come on, kids. Everybody out in the house. Come on, everybody out. Come on, kids. Come on.
I want to see them fight.
Ouch. Come on, kids. Everybody. Come on.
Carol, there are certain places where women are just not permitted.
Name one. Just one.
Boys' clubhouses and men's locker rooms.
That's two. Whatever happened to share and share alike?
Carol, this is different.
How? I'm sure if the girls had a dollhouse and the boys wanted to play in it, there wouldn't be any problem.
Oh, yes, there would. If my boys wanted to play in anybody's dollhouse, I'd take them to a psychiatrist. Look, there are times when men want a place of their own.
I still say that girls have a right to anything that boys have.
How about beards?
That isn't funny.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Boy, paradise is sure taking a beating around here today.
Won't do any good.
It always works at colleges.
I don't want to pick it anymore.
Me neither.
Well, do you have any better ideas?
Girls, let's talk about this clubhouse business.
Maybe we can move to South America and live with the Amazons. They're all women, aren't they?
Yeah, but you gotta be over 6 feet tall.
Boy, I bet they have a big clubhouse.
One thing's sure, we're not gonna give in. We women have to stick up for our rights.
That's true, but let's think about men's rights for a minute. Now, girls, in order to get along, sometimes you have to compromise a little.
And we'll never let them in.
Never.
Never.
Never is a very long time, fellas. Remember, these women are living with us now.
Yeah, but we're fighting for a principle, for men to have a place of their own. Well, did you ever see a woman in the YMCA?
Mrs. Carson. She runs the whole thing.
Oh, she's just a secretary there.
Now, listen, fellas. Let's just slow down a minute.
Honey, there's nothing to worry about anymore. I talked to the boys.
And?
I think I straightened them out.
Oh, Mike, that's great. Yep. How about that?
How about what?
Well, I talked to the girls. They understand things better now.
Is that amazing?
Two great minds with a single thought.
Oh, nobody can say we don't understand each other.
Well, I'm glad you were finally able to convince the boys they were wrong.
Honey, I didn't convince them they were wrong because they weren't. I just explained how important it is to compromise with the girls, no matter how wrong they think the girls are.
Well, who said the girls were wrong?
You did. You just said they understand things better.
Well, they do. I told them they have to learn to go along with men's little idiosyncrasies.
I see. And the women don't have idiosyncrasies.
Well, certainly, but a different kind.
A woman's idiosyncrasy is right and a man's is wrong?
Well, no, but a woman has to be more flexible.
Oh, come on, honey. A man's more flexible than a woman.
Says men.
You get the feeling that between the time I walked in here and now, something has gone very wrong?
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, Hiles.
No fair peeking in the pots before dinner.
I wasn't going to peek in the pots.
Oh.
I was going to ask you a question.
Go ahead, ask.
What do you think is right about the clubhouse, the boys or the girls?
I'd rather have you peek in the pots.
Come on, Alice. Who do you really think is right?
You want to know what I really think?
Yeah.
I think you ought to get out of here before I take sides.
Oh, come on, Alice.
I'm sorry, Greg. I'm not going to get in the middle of this one. Out, out, out. Go in the backyard, play ball or something.
Alice?
Sorry, Marcia. I can't answer that question.
But I haven't even asked you anything.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead, ask.
Do you think the girls are right about the clubhouse or the boys?
Like I said, sorry, Marcia, I can't answer that question.
Alice, are you a mind reader?
Housekeeper, same thing.
Alice, please.
Sorry, Mrs. Brady, no way will I get involved in the great clubhouse debates.
But Alice, I need your help.
When you two promised to love, honor, etc., I promise to butt out.
Well, I'm granting you immunity to butt back in, with no reprisals.
And I'll handle the really big decisions, like how much butter on the toast, how long to bake the potatoes, that sort of thing. But when it comes to trivia, like how to salvage a family, that's up to you and Mr. Brady.
Alice, I need your help.
Excuse me, it's time for me to start something. Maybe I'll make it dinner.
What did you mean, Alice? I need your help.
Help? Oh, I didn't say help. I said hell, like in helmet.
Alice, I need your helmet? Come on.
I happen to belong to the National Guard, and we're having a meeting a week from Wednesday.
Please, Sandra, can't we work this out?
No, Lance. It's too late. You've treated me like a second-class citizen for the last time.
I'll do anything to win you back.
Anything, Lance.
Anything.
Very well, then. My price is...
Yes, Sandra?
My price is equality in the home.
Equality?
Yes, Lance. Equality. You must treat me not as a possession, but as an equal.
Done, Sandra.
Done. Well, like I said, I promised not to butt in, but when Sandra said equality to Lance, I just lost my head.
Alice, there's one major flaw in your plan. I would make it a complete mess.
That's the whole idea.
It is? Yes, it is. Alice, you've got the mind of a master criminal.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Brady. Well, Alice, you've done it again. What would I do without you?
Well, that's fine, Jen. Cindy, you can measure that piece of wood for Mommy, okay?
What's up, Dad?
I see it, but I don't believe it.
What?
That.
Build something.
Yeah, but what?
Maybe a girl's clubhouse?
A clubhouse? That's hysterical.
What
Let's watch him.
Okay, but let's be careful. I don't want him to see us.
Ha, there. Well, the floor goes in next, I think.
Shouldn't the sides come first?
What's the difference?
Bring me a 2x4.
What's a 2x4? A skinny 4x4.
This looks like a good one. We've got an audience, girls. Make it good. Bring it on over here. We'll put it on the sawhorses. There.
Simon.
There are some pieces of wood over there you girls can put together. Here are the nails.
This is better than Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah, no commercials.
The first building in history that needed to be condemned before it was even built.
Well, just grab a handful and get started, okay? Cindy, you stay here and help Mommy. There.
Be careful, Mommy. We're running short on saw.
That woman just destroyed a brand new saw.
That's nothing. You should have been here earlier when Jan was pounding nails with your golf clubs.
Golf clubs?
Only the 9-iron.
Okay, girls. Time to put up the ball. Here we go. Cats is. Oh, you're right there. Now you hold it while I hammer the nail in.
Oh, my, it almost hit Cindy.
This isn't funny anymore.
Greg, you and Peter start tearing apart this alleged frame. Bobby, we need all the nails you can find. Okay, girls, don't just stand there. Working men get thirsty. We need lemonade and lots of it.
Mike, I feel guilty.
Yeah, honey.
Really, I have a confession to make.
You tried to trick us.
We tried to trick you. I mean, the whole thing was nothing but a scheme.
Honey, you are a wonderful mother and a great wife, but you are a rotten actress.
Well, 2 out of 3 isn't bad. I'll go help with the lemonade.
Okay, men. I want to hear the sounds of a real building being put up. This fine new girls' clubhouse belongs to all those who participated. And looking around, that seems to include everyone. Plus my buddies at the paint store and the lumberyard. I think we learned some valuable lessons. The importance of sharing and the importance of respecting each other's privacy. So, it is with great pride that I now declare this new girls' clubhouse officially dedicated.
Yay!
Good.
When we ran out of nails and boards and you got some for us, where did you get the nails?
Well, I pulled them out of there.
Hey, Tommy,
wait a minute. It's all right. We can use this clubhouse.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. One's ours.
Yeah, the girls' clubhouse.
But we're supposed to share things.
Yeah, remember? Share and share alike.
Well, this is ours.
I guess it's all part of paradise.
Those kids sitting in there watching television like nothing had ever happened.
Careful, Mr. Brady. They might just be recharging their batteries.
Oh, I don't think so, Alice. Not after all the lessons they learned today.
She's right. From here on out, it's going to be smooth sailing.
Hey, we were watching the ball game.
Well, we wanted to see the trailer show.
Where's the tie score?
Did you say smooth sailing?
Ball game.
Okay, we sprung a leak.